to this special edition of our parenting series. You'll be pleased to know that Dr. David Hegarty, psychologist and prep school counsellor, will be sharing some critical advice with you regarding assisting your child's transition back into face-to-face school from the lockdown period. I am Belinda Baxter, Deputy Head, Students and Community at our prep school. And I'm so proud of the way in which the community has adapted to incredible change over the last months. David will outline for you some excellent advice regarding possible anxiety about the changes coming up. I encourage you to focus in on his 7 steps. We have so much to be thankful for, and it's important that you as parents embrace this season with a sense of optimism and perspective. For little eyes are watching and little ears are listening. Your feedback and comment for our future series is highly regarded. Finally, God bless you in your parenting and God bless your beautiful children.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of our Parenting Conversations. Today, I want to outline 7 tips for helping your son return to school. We've had such a lengthy break from the normal functioning of school that it's inevitable that some boys will find it a bit of a challenge to return to face-to-face schooling. So how can we best help our boys face this challenge of a return to school? Tip 1 is start talking. Your son might have worries about how he'll cope with a return to school. He might be thinking about the possibility of getting sick at school, or he might have concerns about friendships given it's so long since he's played in an actual playground with his friends. It's important to acknowledge that this could be a difficult time, and if he's concerned, it's important to give him the message that returning to school is a big thing and you understand that. Talk to him in a way that's sensitive to his needs. You will know your son best. Don't intrude on him or impose yourself on him, but gently open the conversation and let him know you're there for him if he wants to talk. Things may be challenging. Many parents have had conversations with their son about the importance of learning from home to keep them healthy and safe. So some boys may now worry about the safety of returning to school. Reassure your son that it's normal to have mixed emotions, such as excitement, relief, worry, or frustration. But importantly, discuss what he's looking forward to in returning to school. Next, we need to be aware of reassurance seeking. If your son is seeking reassurance, then simply ask him how he's feeling. Listen to what he's saying and seek clarification to ensure you're getting an accurate picture of his thoughts and feelings. Acknowledge that his feelings are valid, then reassure him that what he's feeling is okay. Some fear or worry about the impending changes is quite normal. However, this reassurance seeking is more challenging with anxious children. Anxious children will likely need some initial reassurance from parents that returning to school is okay. However, blanket reassurance statements such as everything will be fine or there's nothing to be worried about can be invalidating and can create doubt and uncertainty that may drive a need for further reassurance. This cycle can lead to what is known as excessive reassurance seeking, where the child constantly asks if things are okay. Instead, being open, honest, and encouraging with your son is a preferred approach. This may include acknowledging risks while emphasising how precautions reduce those risks and how children can feel good about coming back to school given all the thought and planning that has gone into protecting them. If your son continues to seek reassurance, you can encourage tolerance of uncertainty and teach him to problem solve and come up with solutions to his own concerns where possible. For example, you could ask, "What can you do here to calm yourself down?" Or, "What options do we have here instead of trying to avoid?" Telling your son about your own experiences with worry and uncertainty, as well as your coping strategies, can make them feel less alone and can provide them with a guide for how to handle the situation. Keep in mind that no amount of planning will prevent children from being anxious. Therefore, encouraging tolerance of fear and anxiety rather than avoidance will be essential. Fear naturally encourages a desire to run away, but this avoidance maintains anxiety in the long run. In contrast, facing feared situations promotes resilience and reduces anxiety in the long run by helping your son realise he's capable of coping. So while being understanding and validating of your son's feelings of anxiety, you should encourage and reinforce his attempts to face fears around returning to school. Ultimately, helping your son develop an ability to be comfortable being uncomfortable may help him cope with future anxieties. Next, we should consider routines. Routines give us the predictability and structure we crave in times of uncertainty. Routines are an integral part of a successful school life, so it's important to re-establish normal routines in the lead up to the return to school. The week before, I suggest returning your son to his usual wake up and bedtime routines, as well as the routine times of breakfast and morning snack and lunch. The day before, I would suggest involving your son in packing his bag and preparing his uniform. This leaves you plenty of time to notice if anything's forgotten. The first morning of school, I suggest allowing more time than usual to get ready. Given the changes to drop off and pick up routines, this may make it harder for some boys to separate from parents. If you think this will impact your son, then you can prepare for this by discussing what might be different about the drop-off and pick-up procedures and how you'll manage it as a family, by talking through the new procedure and role-playing how it might happen, by reassuring your son that there'll be plenty of staff there to help him to his classroom, by asking your son if there's anything that will make this easier for him, such as arriving to school with a friend or using a calming strategy. We also need to recognise the challenges your son might face. Given the length of the lockdown and the many changes to their school day, boys of any age may find this a stressful period. There will inevitably be a period of adjustment. A school day is long and demanding in terms of focus and behaviour. Working and following rules are habits that might need to be relearnt. If your son has enjoyed or thrived with working and attending class at home, re-entering the classroom might come with an overload of distractions. Encourage your son to be patient with himself as he relearns how to focus in a physical classroom environment. It's a good idea to keep this in mind and allow for some negative emotions or general grumpiness when your son gets home. Your instinct might be to ask about their day, but he may just need to simply unwind first. Coping strategies during this period are going to be beneficial. Coping strategies are what you use when you're feeling stressed, such as speaking with friends or family, doing exercise, or using breathing techniques. If you feel comfortable, you could share your own worries and feelings about the current situation and coping strategies you're using to manage these feelings. Acknowledge with your son that it's normal to feel anxious about going back to school. Try sharing an example of a time you've felt anxious about going into a new situation. Encourage him to focus on the present and avoid thinking too far ahead. Thinking too far ahead can feel overwhelming. Focus on what's in his control, such as hand washing, wearing masks, getting prepared for returning, such as packing his bag, rather than what he can't control, such as what might happen with the pandemic in several months' time. Your son will look to you to be a positive role model through this process. How you handle your fears, your own stress, and how you act throughout the day will impact how he assesses his own situations and how he reacts. Next, make yourself available as much as possible. Your son may want to come home and debrief with you, but it may not be when you expect it. Create space for talking in different ways, such as going on a walk together or baking together. There may be less pressure in these circumstances than when sitting face to face. Check in with him periodically. Don't assume he's okay because he seems it. Ask him how things are going. Ask him questions like, what have you enjoyed about going back? Or do you have any worries or challenges? Finally, look at the positives. It might be helpful to talk with your son about the things he has enjoyed during the lockdown, such as spending time together as a family or slowing the pace of life down a bit. But also focus on what he may be looking forward to, like starting sport again or seeing his friends on the playground. Above all, encourage what he enjoys and values about going back to school. So, I've covered 7 tips today to help your son's transition back to face-to-face schooling. Communication with your son is key here to ensure that you understand what your son is thinking or feeling, so you can manage him seeking reassurance, so you can model and talk about your own coping strategies, so you can be available to communicate when he's ready, and so that you can look at the positives of returning to school. Importantly, we need to recognise that there may be some challenges, but that setting up routines can assist with this transition. I hope that you've gained some tips that you might be able to use with your son to help him back to school. And I hope you'll join me for the next video.